What came to my mind was two things. One was acceptance and tolerance. So it kind of seems similar, but not really. So the way I am thinking, or what's coming to me of acceptance, and the reason I mention it is because I've been seeing lately a few people who have health issues, like cancer especially, you know, very close to us, young people, middle-aged people, a little older people, and different people have different ways of dealing with this. And also death, you know, I spoke to somebody yesterday also about, you know, one of my patients whose husband just passed away and everything. So acceptance, in my opinion, is very important in life. And acceptance doesn't mean you're defeatist and just kind of, you know, accepting because you have to accept. And that is a different form of acceptance where you're saying that I'm not okay with this, but I'm going to live with it. And that is not what acceptance means, the actual word to me. To me, acceptance really means that embracing what life brings to you, whether it is a disease or whether it's a difficulty, whether it is, you know, your closed ones who get sick or closed ones who die. Essentially, there is a whole change in the way you perceive things and what you make of it. So when you say embrace, you look at even the most difficult and sorrowful events as something which is transformational or which is here to show you that is in your life for you to evolve into see your own evolution come about. And what I mean evolution is take one more layer off of the darkness or the veil around and see the real you. So when that happens, you find more in you, and you know, you may not find out why this happens, and that's not necessary, but you learn to again look at your life in the present with more awe, and then in the future as something even wonderful instead of being fearful. And you know, because when you become a defeatist and you're just kind of, or you're fighting something, for example, if somebody's been diagnosed with cancer and you say, I'm going to fight this and I'm going to win this, I am not sure that's the best way to handle that. Again, this is my perspective. Because when you're fighting something, you're saying this is not okay and this shouldn't be here. But that is not the truth. It is here already, and there's reason for that. And we may not know it, but the idea is to embrace it as it comes, as well. It's okay to be here. It's for me. In fact, the opposite. This is for me. It's my benefit that I grow into something or transform into another even being through this whole process. So that is what acceptance means to me. Now, the next word is tolerance. So what does tolerance mean? Tolerance involves a lot of patience. That means that, you know, you may not like a lot of things happening around you or us. For example, just this whole last year, 2020, there are so many things, need the pandemic, the, you know, the behavior of, you know, or a personality of the president, and then a lot of people around us, just people behaving in different ways, and so much of chaos and so many things. So there are two ways to do, you know, to react to it. One is with anger and frustration and, you know, or, you know, being so fearful and, you know, all the negative aspects of it. And the other way is to have tolerance, which is to say, okay, this is what's happening right now. What can I do about it at this point? And to say it is what it is, but the tolerance is genuinely to feel compassion towards these people who are behaving a certain way and give them more love in the whole process. What happens with that kind of tolerance is, firstly, your own self is elevated. The real self comes through. The divine self comes through. Because if you really look at it, everybody's soul is the same. But people choose to behave certain ways just because of what they've been through. circumstances, the belief systems they've acquired, whatever they're looking around, the sensory stimuli telling them one way or the other. Putting it all together, the mind is a complicated, you know, structure or a place where it can present a lot of things in different ways. So that is why people behave differently and people's personalities change over time. But at the soul level, they're always the same person that they were born with. So when you look at it like that, it has nothing to do with their actual self or the real higher self. So you really, the only way to help things around us is to have tolerance inward. We're not talking about tolerance outward. So that's the difference. When you're saying about tolerance outwards, that means you're not saying anything, but you're boiling inside. You're angry inside. You're frustrated inside. That is not the real tolerance. The tolerance comes from true acceptance of the person the way they are and looking at the best in them. So that is what I gathered from the true definition of tolerance.